Listening Library presents Farewell My Lunch Bag and The Big Nap, Chet Gecko Mysteries from the Tattered Casebook of Chet Gecko, Private Eye, by Bruce Hale. Read for you by John Cryer. Farewell My Lunch Bag. A private message from the Private Eye. I've always loved a good mystery. Like, why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of the song? Does geometry actually have a use in the real world? And what if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about? My hunger for mystery is matched only by my appetite for cockroach casserole, mosquito marshmallow surprise, and other cafeteria favorites. But one time, my taste for good grub landed me in the soup. I tried to help a cafeteria dame who was no honey bun, but a good egg nonetheless. After an appetizer of confusion, followed by a main course of grief and aggravation, this detective was almost ready to throw in the dish towel. Did I stick it out until the end? Let me put it this way. Chet is one gecko who always gets his goodies. After all, danger may be my business, but dessert is my delight. 1. Fright of the Iguana. Mrs. Bagoon was 100 pounds of tough, leathery iguana. Her eyes were like chocolate drops, her cheeks soft as astroturf and about the same color. Her thick, powerful body was wrapped in a blue apron that said, "Kiss the cook." Yuck. Nobody in his right mind would try to smooch Mrs. Bagoon. She ruled the lunchroom as head cafeteria lady. If you wanted extra dessert, you had to go through her. Few tried. But I've always loved a challenge. Mrs. Bagoon was all right, for an iguana. So when I saw her frown at lunchtime that day, I was worried. "What's the story, brown eyes?" I said.